Thank you so much for tuning in to the Robinson Furniture Post Game Show. We now welcome on head coach Luke Swedberg. Coach, it's taken all season, but your team has finally won away from home. What was the jubilation from this team in the locker room?
Ooh, man. Felt so great in there. It felt, huge celebration. Every guy just genuinely happy for the entire team, you know, because we got a lot of contributions tonight from everybody. We stepped up defensively in the second half, played a much better second half on the defensive end of the floor. Liberals are a good team. They played hard. They shared the basketball. Doesn't always reflect in the win column for them, but they got some really talented players, like 23, 4, 15. I mean, these guys are really good players. And so we had to do a really nice job in the second half. Thought we did a much better job kind of showing some toughness. And, man, we had to earn this one too. I mean, we had to execute there in the last 3 or 4 minutes. We had a few sloppy turnovers there in the second half. We missed a few bunnies around the rim, so we didn't have a chance to put it away. But at the same time, we still had to make the plays, you know, in the last 3 minutes of taking care of the basketball, making some foul shots, and getting enough stops on the other end to be able to put the game away.
Let's talk about how you earned this one. You were 13 points down in the second quarter. Did you see any panic from this team?
No, I think what I saw was, hey, we know we need to pick this up. And we know that we're better than what we're showing, and we need to give a better effort, especially in the defensive side of the floor. I feel like we were scoring the ball okay, but, man, we couldn't get a stop in the first half is what it felt like. And so we just challenged ourselves a little bit more to be able to guard the basketball, to be able to make people score through us instead of just being able to go right around us to the basket. So, yeah, that was kind of what I saw from us. Not any panic, but just, I know we got to step up here.
Let's talk a little bit about the third quarter. Mentioned it to you earlier this week. The constant issue with this team on road games has been inefficiencies at halftime. 22-9 in the third quarter. What'd you see?
You know, I saw a team that was a little bit more aggressive. They sold out a little bit more. Almost played with a little bit more of a sense of urgency and a sense of desperation. You know, one where, man, we're flying out of the gaps. We're getting a few more tips on basketballs, which result in some runouts the other way. And, you know, us just being a better team, defensive team, right, overall, where, you know, they're able to throw it to the high post a few times. We were able to get tips on it for runouts the other way. And we were able to pressure them a little bit more and still guard the basketball. And I felt like that led to a lot of runouts on the other side of it. And then I felt offensively the entire game, we really moved the basketball well. We found the guy in the middle of the zone, and, you know, we were able to get great shots from that as well.
Just talk to me about this win for this team, because obviously they hadn't seen themselves play this well defensively down the stretch of a road game. They hadn't seen themselves win a road game all season long. How much does something like this mean going into Substates next week?
No, I think it's a huge momentum. What we had talked about before the game is that, you know, our only goal is we really want to play well. Like, win or lose, we just don't want to have any regrets. We want to go out there. We want to sell out. We want to give it everything we got. And then from there, man, just play well. Can we pass the basketball well? Can we do the things that are within our control extremely well? And can we bring our best selves to the table each time we do that?
Well, offensively tonight, 22 points in the third, 23 points in the second. Still not quite 25. You know, a good time for that would be the first round of Substates. Coach, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you very much.